Good evening. This is a unique night. It's the third night of the new year and a year that is significant for resurrection. And we're going to resurrect some land tonight. If you don't know why you're here, here's why you're here. You're going to worship the Lord. You're going to erect a hoopah and open a portal of glory over this region. Just so you know a little bit about the worship team, they've never played together before. They represent six different expressions of the Bride of Christ, I think, maybe seven. Just like all of us represent many different expressions. It's all about the King. It's all about His kingdom. So why are we here? Several years ago, there were 10 thrones of iniquity identified in New York State. Those are places where darkness had a legal right to reign. One of them was not too far from here. This house of worship is just outside a 15-mile radius of that place. Over the past 4 years, we've done prayer assignments, we've done prophetic lockdowns of the land, we've cleansed the land, we've worshiped with the First Nations people, we've made declarations and decrees at every place that we know of that was defiled back until the 1600s. So the prayer work's been done. That throne can no longer exist unless we give it right. And tonight we're going to close that business with the Lord and erect a place of worship over this region. That's the purpose for tonight. There'll be no preaching, there'll be no teaching. If you have, there will be prophetic revelations, there will be prophetic decrees, apostolic proclamations made. If you have something to be released, see Casey or myself, I'm Al if you don't know me. And we will release you in the timing to release the revelation that you have. This is being recorded, and we will send out the transcript of what happens tonight. We document everything just like everything was chronicled in heaven. So, Lord, we say, let your Spirit lead us into the depth of the river of your presence. Let truth permeate every heart tonight. Lord, these are your sons and daughters who have gathered to release heaven on earth and heaven through the earth back to you. We say, Lord, have your way in Jesus' name. A little bit of protocol. If you're going to worship with the flags, it's got to be in the back, maybe up on the platform back there. And you're responsible not to hurt yourself or somebody else. If I have a flag in my hand, you don't want to come near me. I'm dangerous.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't be so forgetful of all he has done for you. Don't forget the mercy. Don't forget the grace. Don't forget the forgiveness. Don't forget the provision. Hey. Let's rise and remember who he is. We remember who you are. We remember who you are. We remember your goodness. Days of our lives, faithful, you're faithful, you're faithful.
A shofar. If you brought a shofar with you, bring it up here. If you had not had the opportunity to hear the trumpet sound to start this decade, you're going to hear the trumpet sound. Sunday evening at sunset was the beginning of the Feast of Trumpets, the beginning of this Hebraic year, 5780, the beginning of this Hebraic decade, which is a decade of the authority of your voice. The things that you speak carry great authority to release heaven into the earth. So we're just going to welcome the new year again with the horns.
Thank you.
this a cold-blooded decision of the will. For it's one thing to sing in the congregation. It's another thing to sing in the middle of a storm. So let's make our decision now that what we're going to do the next time those waves come against us.
Oh, I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. You're gonna hear my praises roar up from the ashes. Hope will arise. Death is defeated. The King is alive.
Because
I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. You're gonna hear my praises roar. Alive.
So let's prophesy to our future self right now. We'll sing a little louder. Oh, sing a little louder.
There are times in the midst of battles we just need to let Holy Spirit minister to us. Let the strings sing over you. Let the guitar deal with every nerve that has been on edge. Let the sound of heaven minister to your body. Cello give you heaven's massage and put your muscles and connective tissues back into the place Father created them to be in peace. Cartatissimo your bones into the place the Lord desires them to be aligned. We say, Lord, tonight do an Ezekiel 37 event on New York State, in particular this region. We say the dry bones come back together. We say let there be a shaking in this region that will uncover everything that has held the body of Christ from truly being one for your glory. We say, Lord, we call the connective tissues back into proper place and the muscles into proper alignment, that even as you heal us, so too the bride in this region will be whole and fit for battle. And we say, Lord, breathe on our nerves, that we would only be sensitive to you, that discernment and discerning of spirits will come to a new level in this region. And we will welcome the King of Glory into every gate of our territory. We say, Lord, breathe on your bride in this region.
old is crumbling, the old is passing away. Step in, step in, step in, step in to the divine beginning, where he's made all things new. He has made all things new. Let the fears roll off, the traumas break. It's no more here, it's all brand new. Let the memories be healed, let the cells rejoice. Father's full rich provision. Like a child, begin the dance. Like a child, step into the dance. We don't overthink it, we just step into the Father's romance. Like a child, like a child, like a child, we step in. Fall from our eyes as we begin to see like a child, delighted in, delighted in, delighting. Religion won't carry us in this new day. Our traditions won't carry us in this way. What we've known is just the beginning, is just fading. It's all brand new, it's all brand new. Where the Father's love and the Father's voice defines what we see, what we hear, what we believe, what we know comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no shadow of turning, no shadow of turning. Every good gift comes from him. We are kept, we are known, and it's all brand new in this new home.
I've been seeing, started with like a small water globe, and the color of the water was a turquoisey kind of color, and it was tipping back and forth how it does in a water globe when you move it. And I actually got dizzy from feeling it. It was just moving back and forth and moving back and forth. And then all of a sudden the Lord said, expand the boundaries, and we were in a bigger water globe. And the water level was lower, so it was easier to stand in, but it started bubbling up and bubbling up and bubbling up through the bottom with the, I understood it to be the Holy Spirit coming up through the ground that we have been praying for, that we've been praying over, and it's the Holy Spirit coming up and the level's getting higher and higher. But now I'm also seeing other colors, greens and deeper blues, and the water globe itself has become permeable. And I say over this land, let the Holy Spirit rise up from the bottom. Let it bubble up from the bottom as we have prayed, Holy Spirit, to be above between heaven and earth. Let the Holy Spirit bubble up with the healing in the land from the bottom, with the healing in the land from the waters, with the healing in the land for the air, for every living creature that lives in and on the land, the water, and in the air. We say, let the healing of God be under this place. Let the healing of God be under this hoopah. In the name of Jesus.
And the Lord says, I'm going to give my bride eye-to-mouth coordination in this new season. And you will see what I am doing, and you will speak it into reality in the earth realm. I will expand your boundaries. I will take that which was your western boundary and push it further west. I will take that which was your eastern boundary, and I will give you the territory in the east. I will take what was coming out of the south, and I will now take the corruption out of the south and bring an eruption of righteousness from the south. And I will take what was coming from the north, and I will expand your boundary all the way to the waters, and you will be my voice in the earth. You will see what I am doing. You will declare what I am doing. You will decree what I am doing. And I will release the angels over this region to perform the work. Get ready, for I'm expanding your boundaries for harvest, says the Lord.
This kind of goes along with what Casey said. I saw augers all over digging deep into the ground. And as they dug into the ground, it was releasing a flow. But I also saw a cavern deep underneath that had some connection with the enemy. It was connected through a labyrinth of connections going through the region. But as the water started to flow, it started inundating that. And the scripture came to my mind, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow above the earth, below the earth, and on the earth.
Spirit, rise over this land, let the waters rise. Holy Spirit, rise, rise, rise over this land. Spirit, Holy Spirit, arise over this land. Holy Spirit, Holy One, arise in this land. Overwhelm the structures, overwhelm the structures of darkness. Overwhelm, overwhelm, overwhelm the structures of darkness. The darkness will not stand. The darkness will not hide. Darkness will not remain. Darkness will not stay. Darkness will not hide. Darkness cannot remain. When the Spirit arises, arises, arises over this land.
Large venomous snake, like over 40 feet long, coming out of a cornfield, and the head had already been cut off, The head was laying on the ground, but the body was writhing around, so it was fresh. But there was a man that wanted to take the head and still envenomate people with that poison. And then I saw a giant sword come down and just stake that head to the ground so it couldn't be picked up and used again. And that the sword handle and hilt turned into a cross.
We decree that every ancient principality and power that has had authority in this region no longer does. Because the bride of Christ is here. And she carries the victorious blood of the cross. And she decrees the things of the kingdom. We say that even the seduction of the poisons of the things from the past shall not impact the children of God as they carry out the purposes of the kingdom. We decree that that mouth which was once open now is under the feet of the bride of Christ, and the bride has become an Isaiah 54:17 bride. She will overcome all things, and she will condemn every voice that riles an accusation against the king and his children. Enter into the swirling waters that the musicians are creating. There are angels in these waters, angels that have assignments to go with you and to do for you what you were created to do. You have to step into the waters.
The notes that are being played on this guitar right here, there's an ascending happening with those notes. There's a drawing up into the heavenlies. It's causing the ground to shake as we're being invited to go up. But in that shaking of the ground, there will be a change in this area from this day forward, that those that walk this property that do not know him will be drawn to him. They will feel within their spirit that there's something missing. They will be drawn to him in a way that they never have before.
And I heard the Lord say that in the ascension, I am healing your DNA. I am taking out the iniquitous patterns of the past and replacing them with the victory of my cross. And those things which kept you from crossing over in victory in the past, even generationally, will no longer hold you back. For as you ascend, I will heal your DNA and I will release your new identity.
I saw the glory of the Lord in the heavens above us. And suddenly there was a sound, and it was as if it was the middle of your state. There were, I want to say, 12 shofars standing in a circle, but standing outward, blowing at the same time. And as the sound went forth, the body of Christ in New York ascended corporately for the first time ever. I mean, all over the state. And they, as they ascended, God poured his glory out on them. And when they came back down, it goes with what this brother just said, when they came back down, the glory that was on them began to, they became the Vav, and the ground was penetrated with the glory of God, so much so that the very soil was changed. Everything was changed. And the seeds that had laid dormant in this state began to come alive and break forth out of the ground that had been hardened over them. After that, I saw a corporate march on your state capitol. I saw the body of Christ come together in a corporate voice at your state capital, not in a wicked uprising, but in an uprising of voice saying, this is the way we will go, for God has said it. So Lord, I loose the corporate ascension. I loose the corporate sound. I loose the corporate voice of the body of Christ in this state. And I say, be released in Jesus' mighty name. We call it forth now in the name of Jesus.
This goes with what Al prophesied about the DNA. I saw a battle-hardened warrior king. It wasn't the Lord. It was a warrior king, and it was the generations. And the Lord says that I am releasing now the generational blessings of the warrior spirit shall now come upon you, and you shall rise up with declaration and decrees in your voice. And the enemy shall tremble, and strongholds shall fall, and many shall rise up at this time.
So with the last couple things that have come forth, I just felt like I saw the picture of the words that you guys just expressed. And throughout this worship, I heard the Lord say the melodic sound that you hear is going to give way to a violent sound. And as the melodic touched the ground, there was a gusher of water that went up, but it was a muddy water, and as it came up, it extended itself in many tributaries, but it couldn't go any farther than the borders of your state, and it ended up flowing back up into this geyser that swirled up like a funnel. The Lord touched it, and it became clear, and when it came down, it gave voice to a violent sound that touched the earth. And I felt like that picture gave voice to the words that were just spoken about that which went up. The Lord healed it and brought it down, and it made a violent shaking of the ground. And I just believe there's a violent sound that is going to come forth from here that is going to cause that which is in the ground to come up and move up and then come back down in its purified form.
Thank you. What I have is the body of Christ in our region, looking over them, and there is a great desperation, and there is a great repentance and a great weeping in our body, in this region. And I see the Lord coming down with this fire, and he's burning, and it's a sacrifice over our repentance and over our weeping, because we're offering it up to him. And he's coming down, and he's meeting with us with his fire and with his glory. Thank you, Lord.
And the Lord says, as you linger in the waters of my presence, I will give you ears to hear the sound of angelic warfare, so that you know where my angelic hosts are, and you step in when I call you to step in. I am equipping you with hands of fire. I am giving my bride healing hands and healing words. And those who will yield their ear to the sound of where the angelic forces are warring will speak my truth over those regions. And disarm the darkness. Those who listen to the sound of the warring angels, not just whirling, not just twirling, not just giving you a good feeling, will receive your marching orders. You will receive the cadence and the timing of heaven to speak over the place where you live, the place where you work, the place where you gather, the place where you fellowship, the place where you shop, every place where I send you. And you will carry the word of heaven. And there will be fire on your lips, and there will be fire on your hands, because you have made yourself an offering on the altar of my presence in your secret place. I am going to change corporate gatherings in this region, says the Lord. And those who have an ear to hear will no longer do what used to be called church, but my people will become an expression of heaven on earth, and I will use them to be my bride everywhere I send them. This is what we're here for. Land, 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 hear the word of the Lord. No longer will you give place to the ancient structures of darkness, for they have been placed under the blood of Jesus Christ and the victory of his cross, and you are defeated. The south gate and the north gate, the west gate and the east gate have been closed. And we now say that a hoopah of glory is erected over this place, over this region. We say, let the portal of heaven that is just opened now be maintained by the bride, waiting for her groom to return, having prepared a place for her. We say to those ancient structures, your seeds will no longer bear fruit. We say to this land, you have been redeemed. Shake in the presence of the King of Glory. We declare a shaking from the north to the south to uproot anything that has been hidden. We declare a shaking from the east to the west to separate and to destroy ley lines that have tried to hold this region captive. There's a massive angel that's been released over this region. Thank you. Father, we dedicate this place, this region, as a portal of glory for your presence. Lord, we say, have your glory here. We say, King of glory, come into every gate of this region. Come into every gate of this town, of this village, of this county. We say, come into every gate and call your sons and daughters to be watchmen in the gates, to legislate in the gates, to declare heaven in the gates, to decree righteousness in the gates, to release your peace in the gates. We say these gates in this region are now closed to darkness. We say that they are open to the King of glory. They are open to his angelic host. They are open to Holy Spirit. We say new songs will come out of this house. We say new sounds will come out of this house. We say a new restoration revival will come out of this house. We say there will be a reformation of what the Lord intended for this region that will bring in every ethnos in this region. We say the bride will arise fully armored and beautiful. Father, this is a portal for your glory.
You are
we began to welcome him, I saw lightning just go from heaven across the sky here. The sky was filled with lightning. Ride. Lord, ride upon our praises. Lord, inhabit our praises. We welcome you. We welcome you, Lord.
We welcome you. Let's welcome. Let's welcome. Let's welcome him here. Let's welcome. Oh, let's welcome. Let's welcome him here. Oh, let's welcome. We welcome. We welcome you here. We welcome. We welcome.
This word was given on July 24th, 2009 by Al Houck, 10 years ago. And 10, of course, carries with it the time of fulfillment and completeness. I believe it's being fulfilled now. The Lord would say, I'm about to honor the remnant that has been crying out to me in this region for the past 200 years. There have been prayers that have been lifted up and stored in the bowls of my throne room, and I'm about to pour them out. It will be with flashes of lightning and with peals of thunder. There will even be a shaking once again of the ground in this region, says the Lord. And I will sweep my glory from the east to the west. I will go across the sky with rainbows that you have not seen before. I will honor you. I will honor you with the promise I have made to my bride that I will raise her up. For the Lord says there are those who have not given up on my promise that I will bring my bride to a mature holiness. And I will bring her to a place where she understands passion for my presence. And out of that passion for my presence, I will release the glory and the power of my anointing, says the Lord.
Sound of heaven touching earth.
glory, glory, glory shining around.
Right at the end of that, there was this release I could sense. There was like a constriction that had been going on. And when the release came, there was like almost like a gasp of the land can finally breathe. It's been released from whatever was holding it from taking the breath that it needed to take.
And as Keith was seeing that, I heard the Lord say, I am cutting the noose of fear off of my bride. And her voice will be heard. And when I heard that, I saw what Cheryl prophesied over us earlier. I saw the bride addressing Albany. And there was a black, dark, thick, evil wall that had been built around Albany. And at the end of that last welcoming of father and son, that wall began to crack. And the Lord says, I've set your neck free. Turn your head, release your voice, and decree my kingdom to overtake the empires of men.
I saw the combination of the strings instruments creating one chord, the woodwinds creating a second chord, and our voices creating a third chord of these notes going around like a three-winged circus. And then I saw the Spirit of God come in with a wind and rotate these three rings going around, and he wove it into a three-stranded chord. And it became this very thick, powerful power chord, an extension cord from heaven. And then I saw all these fields of soybeans, of corn, all these different crops with combines and harvesters out there harvesting. And it was what was unique is that all the harvest, all the fruit, all the produce was ripe now. It wasn't staggered. All of it was ripe now. And these combines were out harvesting, but they weren't run on diesel fuel. They would come back in and plug into this power cord. Very, very unique. So I declare, Father, that we, your people, your bride, are empowered by you supernaturally to harvest. We will harvest, harvest, harvest now. You've empowered us. We will obey. We will go out into the harvest fields that are ripe now.
I don't know how many of these worship gatherings you're going to do, but each one you do, I saw Albany, or the structure in Albany, I want to say, like a quahog clam, very hard-shelled, and it was buried deep under the mud, which I believe was an occult covering. And each of these worship gatherings that you do, it began to pry open that clam. It brought it up. and then began to pry it open. And on the last worship gathering that you do, that thing opened up, and a sword came and cut both muscles inside of that clam, and it could no longer function. It was done. It was shucked. The clam was shucked. And so, Lord, I loose this, and I say that that hard thing that is covered by an occult source in Albany, your days are numbered now. And I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over that territory. Lord, I seal it up with your blood. And I say, Lord, that every worship gathering will be a prying sword on that hardened thing. And on the last one, God, you will end that shut up, closed off, stubborn spirit in that place. And Lord, your glory will be loosed in Albany. In Jesus' mighty name.
Come into my war room. I will show you. I will show you. You will see what I'm about to do. Come with me. Sit. As the founding fathers wrote the Declaration of Independence, hear what they prayed. Hear them. Sit with me. I want you to see. I want you to see as they crowd out and Congress fell on their faces and the Holy Spirit fell on the members of Congress. They could not stand because of the glories of God. Come, my people, come. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He's trampled through the vintage where the grapes of wrath were stored. Come with me, my children. Come with me as Lincoln stood at the Gettysburg Address and hear his mighty words. Hear his mighty call. Can't you see me? Can't you see me? Come with me, my children. Come with me through the revivals of Whitfield. Finney, come with me. Come with me as you hear the many prayers over this nation. Come with me. See me. See me. See me. As I walk through the trenches of World War I, through the bloody fields of World War II, Vietnam. Come with me and hear people cry out, cry out. Come with me. And I say not to you, there's nothing new with me. I say, stand with me, agree with me, and you will see a mighty flood of my spirit that shall not be quenched. Take the words of victory that I've already accomplished. You're not alone. You're not impotent. You're not empty. The enemy is not defeating you. He's a liar. He always has been. And if I have said always that my spirit will go forth and conquer. So my strategy, hear my strategy. Dig up those old words. Go back into the old documents where I've spoken and declare them. Declare them. And there will be a release of power in this nation, in this region, that you have not ever seen. For I will take the beginning, the former, and the latter, and they too shall burst forth in such power and glory, and you will see the glory of the Lord.
I just heard Jesus talking to the Pharisees. He said someone that greater than Abraham was here. And he said, declare this. I declare someone greater than Finney is here. It's you. Someone greater than Finney is here. It's you. You've been equipped. You've been anointed. You've been imparted to. You've been trained. Some of you got to get out and do. Something greater than Finney is here. If you don't know what that means, it means we're ready for a manifestation of glory in this region that hasn't been seen for over 180 years. Something greater than Finney is here.
I want to make sure that the enemy doesn't steal. I just got a healing, so I want to proclaim it amongst the body of Messiah. What did you say about the neck? You said something about the neck, and what was that?
That it would turn and face.
Okay. So my whole life I've suffered from major neck problems, and one of my releases is worship and flagging. Diagnosed with chronic pain, fibromyalgia. When I worship the Lord, I have no pain. It goes away. But we have been through some amazing stuff within the last 3 weeks. We have gotten renewed relationships with people. God is restoring stuff. My husband was already a great man of God. Well, he's more of a great man of God because he has repented for many things. And I was starting to get a release from my neck. I got a 360 imaging, and in my neck, it's I don't know what this is called up here, but it's way up in here. It's kind of pushed in, pushed out, and they said it was caused probably from trauma or accident. I could go through those things and tell you what they were, but I'm not going to. So I was worshiping, and I fell to the ground, like a violent fall to the ground. And when I fell to the ground, I see my neck bones shatter, and they went from the left to the right. They went in front of me and went in the back of me. And when I was down, God's like God took them right out of my body and put them back together, and they came really fast back into my neck. And the Father told me that that was this ground, and all those women that are traumatized and abused, and they've been let down by fathers and husbands and brothers, that the men are going to take authority in this place all throughout Rochester, all throughout New York. It's going to spread through every state throughout the world, and the men are going to take back the authority and the headship that God has created them, and the women are going to get healed because of that. So when my neck came apart and God put it back together, he showed me every woman that needs that. And he prophesied that amongst the whole land in this whole place. And I've been dealing with this neck pain for a really long time. So I don't even know what God's going to do in the next minute or the next day or the next week, but hallelujah.
Can these dry bones live?
Yes.
More, Lord. In a very cold January night over a decade ago, Dutch Sheets and Chuck Pierce were in the basement of New Life Fellowship in the city. And prophecies came forth, and the Lord showed us I-90. That's the backbone of New York. And then he showed us ribs being formed. He said once he puts I-90 Cartizo in right order, then he's going to connect the north and the south, and there's going to be glory going across the state. That's a prophetic sign. By the way, 10 years is only about 15 minutes for God. He's moving quickly.
How about we rejoice for a minute, huh? How long is a minute? 5 months, that sounds good for a start. 9 months for a start. Let's do it.
I waited patiently upon the Lord, and he inclined and heard my cry. He pulled me up out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon the rock. He gave me beautiful ashes, joy for my mourning, and praise for heaviness. He put a song in my mouth and a crown upon my head. He gave me life evermore. Oh, he's so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. And then so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. I waited patiently upon the Lord, and he inclined and heard my cry. He pulled me out of the mighty clay. Hallelujah! He set my feet upon the rock. He gave me beautiful ashes and joy for my mourning. So good to me, Jesus. You picked me up and you turned me around, and you placed my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Because you picked me up and you turned me around, and you placed my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Yes, he has. Oh, picked me up and you turned me around, and you placed my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, cause he picked me up and he turned me around, and he pitched my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. He's been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus.
I got love, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah. I got joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah, come on. The Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah.
Oh, 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 yeah.
I got love, joy, peace, righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah.
So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus.
And he turned me around, and he placed my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because he picked me up and he turned me around and he placed my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah. Because he picked me up and he turned me around and he placed my feet on solid ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he picked me up and he turned me around and he placed my feet on solid ground. Hallelujah. So good to me, so good, so, so good to me, so good, so, so good to me, Jesus. So good, so, so good to me, so good, so, so good to me, so good, so, so good to me, Jesus. So good, so, so good to me, so good, so, so good to me, Jesus. So good to me, so good, so, so good to me, Jesus. Hey, Jesus, you've been so good. Jesus, you've been so good. Hey, Jesus, you've been so good. So good, say, Jesus, you've been so good. Hey, Jesus, you've been so good. Jesus, you've been so good. Jesus, you've been so good.
Hey, you are
Jesus, you are so good.
Out of here. We
and the hoopah in this region. We are in a portal of His glory, and it is our responsibility to maintain it. How do you do it? It can be just that. Jesus, you are so good. You just worship. Every time you go, every time you come, every time you move, worship. That will maintain this portal of glory. Yes, there will be more warfare going on. Yes, there will be other things happening. But we have to maintain the portal.
I just have to share this. Al asked me if I had anything else. I said no. But as I was standing there listening to him, the Lord said, New York is going to become the head of the axe. And I had to pull the map up to look at it. And I asked, it does. Did you ever get that word before? Well, anyway, New York is going to become the axe that gets the root. And so, Lord, we loose that. We loose that over this state in Jesus' name.
Awesome. So, Lord, we say your sons and daughters are the head of the axe. And we send them out now to destroy every root of darkness, personally in their Jerusalem, personally in their Judea, corporately in their Samaria, and corporately wherever you send them. Lord, we apostolically send them to maintain your glory everywhere you lead them. In Jesus' name. We love you all. Thanks for worshiping.
Now I got love, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 oh yeah.
Oh, 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 oh yeah.
Got love, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 oh come on.
So good to me, Jesus. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus.
Oh, amen.
So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus.
So good, so, so good to me.
So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me.